We're continuing in Likutei Halachos Orach Chaim Chelek Beis Hilchos Netilas Sedayim Lesuda Halacha Vav, in middle of paragraph Ayin Ches. Rav Nosson Zal was just explaining that the Malachim we know are called Oimdim, they're stationary, whereas a Baal Bechira, a human being who comes into this world and undergoes tests and he passes those tests, he becomes a tzaddik. By passing tests, he becomes tzaddik and greater tzaddik and greater tzaddik, and therefore he's given the ability to rise from level to level to the point where he can achieve tremendous great levels of understanding of Hashem. He's zeche constantly to be masig makifin, things that he didn't understand before. Shezeu b'chinas shemamshich mebchinas ayeh lebchinas maloi kanal. And Rabbeinu Zal, in this chapter in Likutei Moran that this is based on, Rabbeinu Zal refers to that which you don't understand as the level called Aye Mekoim Kevoidoi. That which you do understand is called Maloi Choloretz Kevoidoi. So the person is constantly converting Aye to Mole. As he rises from level to level, he takes what was originally on the shelf called Aye Mekoim Kevoidoi, compared to him, relative to him, and he converts it to Maloi Choloretz Kevoidoi, to that which he does understand. Ad sheyochay lohoyer bedorei malo vedorei mato b'yoyser v'yoyser, to the point where that person is given the ability to shine into the people, into the ones on the higher level and lower level. Ki b'chol pam shehu masig makifin gevoyim b'yoyser v'yoyser, hu meyer b'chol pam bedorei mato yoyser v'yoyser. Because the more a person achieves the ability to understand a higher level of learning or a higher level of Hashem, he automatically has the ability to reach further down than he was able to reach before, and to bring Hashem down to a lower level, to people who are on a lower level, to give them the ability to understand Hashem. Shafilu hanefulim v'hayirudim oy, so that even those people who are fallen and on a very low level, shaloi hayoyochel b'tchilo lohor bohem alohidiyom ki'adayin Hashemitom, whereby yesterday this person did not have the ability to speak to them, to relate to them, and to inform them that Hashem is with them. Today, when he passed a new test, and by passing the new test, he rose to a higher level of Hasoga Samakifin, he automatically has the ability to reach further down and to reach those people who he couldn't reach yesterday. Ato, now, al yidei asagosei hamakifin yoyser, based on the makifin, the greater sum of makifin that he has the ability to understand, humeir gam bohem ki Hashem itam gam ato. He has the ability to shine down even to those people whom yesterday he couldn't reach, and to inform them that Hashem is with them, ki maloi choloretz kevoidoi. V'chein meir b'hadorei malo yoyser, shemeir bohem b'chinas machomis, shu b'chinas aye. And this individual yid also has the ability to inform those Yidden who are on a high level, who think they know something, to show them that they don't know anything, which is the concept of Aye. Hainu, Shemeir Lohem, Umoidia Lohem, She'adayin Einom Yoidim Klum. He informs them of the fact that they still don't know anything about Hashem. Hainu, Ki betchi lohoyesvurim she'yoidim ezi yidia, rak she'lamala miyidiyosom yev she'lahasi. Because the way Rav Nosson Zal explains it, the people, the ones who are on the Dorei Malo, whether it's people or Malachim, they perceive that they know something, we know something, but we realize that there's a level above us that we don't know, that we don't understand. Alkein heim shoyalim aye, and that's why they ask, aye mekoyim kevoidoi. As the Pasuk says, there are certain angels that are called chayos who go up and come down. Shepirish Rashi, Rashi HaKodesh says over there, Shemisnasim b'chol pam lehistake lamala mehoraki asher al roshan. These malachim try to lift themselves up and to look above the rakia, that's their roof, that's their ceiling. However, they keep jumping back down out of fear of Hashem, out of awe of Hashem. So we see that they're on a certain level. On the level that they're on, they perceive they do have some degree of understanding. It's just that they feel like they're missing out. They know that there's much more, and they want to reach that much more, and they keep falling down. They can't stay up there at all. And that's why they're constantly reaching up and trying to say, I am a kohen kevoidoi, what's above us? אבל הצדיק מודיע להם שמה שנעלם מהם ונתמה להם ששם מסתיים הסידי הסבוירי, ולמעלה מזה הוא בחינס איי שייף של ההסי, whereas the tzaddik informs them that that which is hidden to them, and it seems to them that that's the roof, that's the top, that's where understanding of Hashem ends, which is Aye, where their perception is, there, that's where the understanding of Hashem ends. And above that would be Aye, which they can't understand, Zois ha-ha-alomo hu yodeya heitev. The tzaddik knows what they don't know, he knows it very, very well. Now, let's say the malachim are, just to make it easy to understand, the malachim are on the 39th floor, and that's the level they're on, period. They see a roof above them, and like they hear some noises above there, so they know there's something above there. They try to reach up to the 40th floor, and they can't. So they perceive that they're on a certain level, and their level is a shlemus of understanding of Hashem, a certain level of shlemus of understanding of Hashem, whereas above them is Aye. Above them is Aye. Aye represents that which you can't which they can't understand. Whereas Rav Nosson Zal says, as far as the tzaddik is concerned, the 40th floor is something which he understands very well. Ki hu yodeya heitev ma shenela mehem, because he knows very well, he understands very well that which they don't understand. V'yodeya oid yoyser v'yoyser. And he understands the 48th floor, the 68th floor, the 98th floor. Rak hu yodeya she'ief shelahasig dahainu shafilu. But he knows that it's still impossible to understand Hashem. Dahainu shafilu ba'itzim noiroas hasagosoi adayin yesh makifim gevoyim yoyser she'ef shelahasig. The tzaddik realizes that despite everything he knows there's still a lot that he doesn't know yet. Ki tachles hayedia asher lo neda. Because the essence of knowing is the realization that you don't know. Nimtza shemoydia lohem l'chol ha-dori malo she'enom yoydim klum. So the tzaddik is constantly informing the dori malo that they don't know anything. Dehainu shegam ma shehu yoydea heimenom yoydim. He lets them know two things. Number one, the fact that what he knows, they don't even know yet. וכן מודיע להם בכל פעם שזהו בעצמו בחינס אוי, וכן מודיע להם בכל פעם. And every day he gives them a new phone call and says, guess what guys, today I'm up to the 70th level and I still don't know. The next day I'm up to the 85th level and I still don't know. And he keeps, every day it's a moving target. Every day he keeps going higher and higher. And despite the fact that he's way past them, he keeps letting them know that I still haven't made it. I still haven't gotten to understand Hashem, Kavyochum. Nimtza, Shemoydi, Lahem, Lecholat Orimala, Shenin Yodim Klum. He makes them realize that they don't know anything. Vahainu Shegama Shehu Yodea, Heimenum Yodim. That which he knows, they don't know. Vechein Moydi, Lahem, Bechol Pam. And he lets them know this on a constant basis. Shezeh Biatzmei Bechinas Oilam Haba. This is a concept of Oilam Haba. Shom Razal, where the Gemara says, Asidin Tzadikim Sheyiyem Mechitzosam Lufnim Imalachi Ashores. There's going to come a time when the tzaddikim are going to have kaviyochel closer seats to Hashem than the malachim. They're going to have a higher level of understanding of Hashem than the malachim. V'hamalachim yishalu oisom ma po'al keil. And the malachim are going to have to ask the tzaddikim, what is Hashem doing? Kemuva maimar zeh shom. As Rabbeinu Zal quotes this Gemara over there in Likut Imran. Hainu, shehamalachim yedu az she'enom yoydim ma she'atzadikim yoydim. Number one, the malachim are going to realize completely that they don't understand yet what the tzadikim do understand. Ki hayedios she'atzadik mamshich mebechinas aye lebechinas mole mimakif lufnim etzlam hu behelam. Because that knowledge which the tzadik has succeeded in converting from aye to maloi, from makif to pnim, that's something which to them, it's completely hidden. They don't know it at all, whatsoever. V'hatzadik tzorech lo hidia lohem kol zeh. And the tzaddik is the one who has to inform them about this. V'chein b'chol pam. And every day it changes. Yesterday they got a phone call that these malachim who are on level 39, guess what guys, I'm up to 69 and I still don't know anything about Hashem. The next day they get a phone call that the tzaddik's up to 136 and still doesn't. And each time they're getting it from a higher place. V'zehu bi'atzmai b'chinas ma po'al keil. And this is the concept of what the pasuk says there. Ma po'al keil. What is Hashem doing? Ma bechinas ayeh, bechinas haloma. The word ma, we said, in this context, refers to what? Referring to that concept of ayeh mekayim kevoideh, the concept of keser, the concept of that which you can't understand. Po'al bechinas pe'ula ubriya, bechinas maloi. Po'al means to do, to work. Po'al implies the tangible, that which is tangible. The concept of maloi chol eretz kevoideh. V'hatzadikim yedu ma po'al keil. Shehu bechinas shemamshech b'chol pa'am mebechinas ayin leyesh. Mimo lemaloi. Mimakif lepnim. The tzaddik is constantly going to be drawing, taking what's called ayin to him at one time and converting it to yesh. What's makif and converting it to pnim. V'hamalochim yishalu b'chol pa'am zois me'atzadikim sheyediyo lehem kol zeh b'kanal. And the malochim are going to be constantly asking the tzadikim for the tzadikim to enlighten them about this. Because malochim are stuck in a certain place, whereas the tzadikim keep going higher and higher. Rav Nosson Zal says, paragraph ayin tes, v'zeh inyin ma she'shamati mimenu zichron avrocha. This is what I heard from Rabbeinu Zal. There are certain people in this world whose perception is that man's ability to understand ends after the spheres, the sun, the stars, and everything, that's the maximum that a human being can possibly get to understand how that works. Beyond that, they can't understand. And there are people who know that there are worlds that are above that, above the Galgalim. Aval acharkach mistayemes yidiyosom v'nidmalehem shelamalam yizeu b'chinas tachlis haidiyah sherloi neida. Now these people, their perception is they know a couple of worlds past the spheres, and they think that as far as they know, that's as far as a person could possibly know. Past that is called tachlis haidiyah sherloi neida. That's their perception. Avul be'emes govoyo me'al govoyo shomer. However, Rabbeinu Zal told me that really they're not right. And really there are levels on top of levels on top of levels. It just keeps going. Ki yesh tzadik shiyodea kol eilu ha'yidiyos shenit melohem shiyev shaleitosam. Because there is a tzadik who knows all of these areas that these other people think nobody can possibly get to know. Avul ha'inu yedea sheloi, b'chinas tachlis ha'idea sheloi neida sheloi, ze omok v'noira v'nizgav moid. Whereas his eino yedea is something that's unbelievably deep, something way, way past anything they could ever imagine. Ki etzel ha'mechakrim, mistayemes ha'idea etzel ha'galgalim. Because by the scientists, their knowledge ends by these spheres, the sun, the moon, the stars, that's the furthest the planets, that's the furthest they can possibly attempt to understand. Shelamala mehem einam yecholam nadaber klal. And in what's above the stars, they have no ability to discuss whatsoever. That they admit completely is out of their league. Vafilu ad hagalgalim hein toyim unavoichim baroiv advorim. And even in trying to understand up to the sun and the moon and the stars, they're way off course, these scientists. And they're perplexed and confused about the majority of items, majority of things they don't understand. Avo lemala misham, whereas in what's above that, nitme lahem shehu kulay ruchni eselukus, hu b'chinas tachlis ha'idiyah etzlam. To them it appears that that's the spiritual world already. That's above human comprehension, and human being can't understand that whatsoever. Shelefidatom zeu b'chinas tachlis ha'idiyah sheloi neida. Their perception is that beyond that line is the place of tachlis ha'idiyah sheloi neida, where we can't understand that. Avol ha'tzadikim ha'mekubolim hu'amitiyim kol yidiyosom maschil misham mulamala. Whereas the tzadikim, the true tzadikim who study Kabbalah properly, where Kabbalah begins is where the scientists end. Where they feel you can't go any further is where the Limud HaKabbalah begins from. Dahainu, me'olam hagalgalim, shem horikiyim ulamala. That's where the Limud HaKabbalah begins from. Ki Omar, because Rabbi Nazal told me, Shebemokoim shenistayemes, chochmas hamechakrim, legamri, mishom maschel yidias hakabolo hamitis. That from that place where the scientists, where their knowledge comes to a complete end, that's where the true chochmas hakabolah begins. Avul Omar shegam hamekubolim agdoilim shegilu hasogois atzumois gam boilam huatzilus sulamalo b'sharoshei huatzilus v'chulu gam shom yecholin lalois mimalo lamalo. However, Rabbi Nazal said that even the great mekubolim who revealed knowledge about the worlds of the malachim and the kisei hakavod and the oilam huatzilus and in what's above the oilam huatzilus, where atzilus draws from, even there, Rabbi Nazal said, that's not the end. You can still go further and further and further. There are still levels that a human being, a tzaddik, can get to understand. Way past that. V'alkein, af al pi shekol hachachomim v'afilu hamechakrim moidim shetachlis hayidia hu asher lo neida. And therefore, Rav Nosson Zal explains now, even though all thinkers agree that there is a concept of tachlis hayidia asher lo neida, there is a certain height of intelligence and of understanding which people cannot achieve, avaloi kol apin shavin. But not everybody is the same. Not everybody is the same in their definition of what tachlis hayidia asher lo neida is. Ki rubam einam yodim klal ma sheinam yodim. Because the majority of these guys don't even know what they don't know. It's like a person who can see 100 feet, and 101 feet, he has no idea whatsoever what's going on there. Rav Nosson Zal is saying these scientists, the most that they can possibly reach in knowledge is up to a certain point, and past that, they have no perception whatsoever of what's going on there. Vehein bebechinas, eino yodea, she'eino yodea, yoyser v'yoyser. And they are in the category of not knowing what they don't know. They really don't know what they don't know. Yoyser v'yoyser, kemuvan amaskam edvoreinu kanal. As is clear from what we've spoken about. Va'ayin oid b'mekoymo yisacherim me'sicho yiskoelu. Rav Nosson Zal says, look carefully in other places in our Sforum where we discuss this topic of tachlis hayidia asher lo neida and of, you know, different levels of knowledge. Umehem tuchal lehizboinim v'tamoid marid me'emo saboir yisporach. And from that you'll be able to think deeply and you'll be mamish in awe from fear of Hashem in terms of how far above us Hashem is, kav yachom. Alkein, therefore, hatzadik meir b'chol hadorei malo b'chol pam b'chinas aye b'chinas mo. Therefore, the tzaddik's job of showing the people in the Dorei Mala that they don't know, it's not a one-time shot. It's a constant item. Because each time that tzaddik reaches a new level, he realizes that there's further. And each time he gets to a new level, there's a new job of conveying to the people way below him of what there is to know and how far they are from knowing all there is to know. Because each time that tzaddik rises to a new level, his ability to convince them that they don't know gets stronger and stronger, greater and greater. And the more that a tzaddik has the ability to make the people who are on a high level realize that they don't know anything, the more that tzaddik has the ability to make the people who are on a very low level realize that Hashem is very close to them. Because those two always go together. Ad shema oirer umekit sanemuche moid moid. Till the tzaddik has the ability to inspire and to wake up the people who are very, very low. Shehim bechinas pegorim mesim mamish. They're mamish like corpses. Shenoflu mo'id mo'id alidevenesem horabim v'atzumim mo'id, whereby these people have fallen very, very far down through the multitude of incredible sins that they've done. Who make it some oir agam oisam. The tzaddik has the ability to wake them up and to inspire them and to make them realize ki adayin Hashem itom v'etzlam, that Hashem is still with them. Ki maloi choloretz kevoide, because Hashem's kevoide is everywhere. Kanal, as we said before, v'ze b'chinas ha'mayle shel ha'kibbutz mi'Yisroel ho'oich hazim atzmon b'ha'tzadik o'emes shezocho l'da'asanal שיוכל להוהר בדורים מעלה ודורים מטה בכל פעם. And Rav Nosson Zal says, this is what's so special about being part of that group that attaches themselves to the tzaddik who has the ability to shine into the people who are on a very high level and low level, because he has been zeicha to that das. She'ikar kibbutz Yisrael al yodoy, whereby the main gathering together of Klal Yisrael is via that tzaddik. Ki nikra roye Yisrael, he is called the shepherd of Klal Yisrael. Bechinas kiroye edro yire, as a shepherd takes care of his flock. Bizroyo yikabetz tloim, with his arms he gathers in the sheep. Ki kol ma shemizkatzim asoro miYisrael yechoynon loymar dovor shebigdusho lohoir ulohokitz ulechaber velichloil kol dorim alo umato. Because Rav Nosson Zal emphasizes, you don't need a million people to do this. We said before, as long as you get a minyan, if you have 10 people who gather together, they're allowed to say Dover Shebigdusha, because they have the ability to activate, to arouse, and to unite the upper levels and lower levels. Lichloil Aye Umole Yachad, to merge together the Aye Mekoyim Kevoidoi and the Melechloretz Kevoidoi. Ulahamshich HaMakifim Lifnim, and to draw that knowledge which was Makif, to draw it inside. להמשיך מבחינס איי לבחינס מלוי, to draw from איי to מלוי, וליזקויס לבחינס איי, בחינס מוה הגבוי היוסר. And when they take the איי and make it מלוי, then they get the next איי, they get the next מקיף, and they keep going higher and higher. רב נוסן זל says now, אויס פי, אבל עדיין צריכים לזה תפילויס וצעוקויס הרבה לה שנסבורך ליזקויס לזה. However, a person needs a tremendous amount of tefillah and crying out Hashem to be zeicha to this. Sheyeh nichlal b'hakibbutz hakodosh, that he should be zeicha to become part of that holy kibbutz. Sheyoimru kol hadvorim shebigdusha b'kavona gedoyel kol kach, u'bezkashrus letzadikim amitim ad sheyuchlu lahamshich kol atikunim anal b'chol pam. Whereby that kibbutz, whenever they say anything of kedusha, they say it with such kavana and with such hiskashrus to tzaddikim, to true tzaddikim, whereby they're able to affect all the tikkunim that Rabbi Nazal discusses in that chapter on Likut Imran. That in order for a person to be zecher to come close to that kibbutz and to really become part of it, it requires tremendous tefillah. Ki bavoy neseinu arabim nisrabe hamachloikis mo'oid b'Yisrael. Because unfortunately, due to our many sins, there's a tremendous amount of divisiveness, of machloikis in Klal Yisrael. Shehu mazik b'yoyser mikol ha-kilkulim, which does more harm than all other kilkulim. Bideze nechrav ha-beis ha-mikdosh. And that's what caused the Churban Beis HaMikdosh. Vaydeze misakev binyonoi. And that's what's delaying the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdosh. That's what's holding it back. What's holding it back is machloikas, Rachmon al Islam. Ki ikar ho'ikuv. Hu'al yidei she'ein hakibbutz shel Yisrael b'shleimus b'tachlis ha'sholoim hu'amiti. Because the ikar thing that's blocking Binyan Beis HaMikdosh is the fact that the kibbutz of Klal Yisrael is not b'shleimus, and they don't have a real honest sholoim between them. Kimuvan kol zeh, as is obvious. V'harbe chafetzim b'kvoid atzman. Now here I would want to say, I once heard from Reb Michal that in Torah Hay in Likutei Moran, Rabbi Nazal says over there that each and every single person has to say that the whole world was created for me. If the whole world was created for me, then I have a responsibility to look into anything that's lacking into the world, lacking in the world, and to correct it, and to daven for them, to daven for the whole world. So Reb Michal said that the words Ula Hispala El Badom is the Rashi for what comes before it. In other words, Rabbi Nazal says there that if I realize that the whole world was created for me, then I have an obligation and a responsibility to analyze, to see what's lacking, what's missing, and to fill it in. Now, how in the world am I going to figure out, number one, what's everything that's wrong, and how am I going to fill it in? The answer is the next two words, Ula Hispala El Badom. Through tefillah. Through tefillah, it is possible. It is possible that if you're sincere and you understand what your mission in this world is, and you beg Hashem to help you, Hashem can open your eyes and give you the ability to see where there's a hole. and to give you the ability to fill it in, or to figure out who to call to fill it in, who to call to fix this, fix that. Here also, Rav Nosson Zal says the problem is that the kibbutz Yisrael is not bishleimus betachlas hashalom hamiti. Why? Because v'harbe chafetzim bechvoid atzmon. Because there are many people who aren't really looking for Hashem's kavod. There's a desire for personal kavod. They want kavod. They want respect. Shemizeh nimshach kol hamachloikis. That's what really causes all the machlokes. When things become polar, when there's an I hold like this, I say like this, I dress like this. The minute there's an I, and I'm looking for personal respect, then suddenly things become chas v'shalom, then suddenly there becomes divisiveness, because you're I and he's a different I. You have your agenda, which is your personal kavod, and somebody else has a different agenda. Shehu b'chinas machlokes koirach. That's the concept of machlokes of koirach. Shemishom kol hachurbonos ve'ikuv binyan beis hamikdash. That's where all the destruction comes from, and that's where the delay in rebuilding the beis hamikdash comes from. Va'ayin le'el bo'is samaches samachvov be'inyan machlokes koirach. Shali. Look further back a little bit in paragraph 65-66, where Rabbi Nosson Zal explained there. Shalidei shekol echod chofetz b'chvoid atzmoi. By the fact that people are looking for their own kavod, ve'enoi mevate latzmoi uchvoidoi koroi, and the person is not prepared to negate himself and his kavod properly, aydeze yefsher legalos loy lohoyer boy adas. That makes it impossible for the tzaddik to shine das into him. The ingredient that a person needs to have in order for the tzaddik to be able to shine das into him is the person needs bitul. Person needs to be a boireach min hakovoid, and that's why the law in Shulchan, the chapter of laws in Shulchan Aruch that deal with coming close to a tzaddik is kivoid rapoy, and the point is kavoid to him, not to. If you're a Talmud, the last thing you want is kavoid. You want to run away from kavoid. The issue is giving kavoid to the tzaddik, giving kavoid to Hashem. It becomes, if a person is out for personal kavod, it is impossible for the tzaddik to shine das into him and to make that person realize that Hashem's kavod is everywhere and Hashem is with you wherever you are. And if the tzaddik doesn't have the ability to teach you that, what happens? You're not taught it. You don't get that information. And the person, chas v'shalom, ends up not being strong enough. He doesn't receive the encouragement and the strength that he needs to really be a good, firm Jew, no matter what kind of ups and downs he's going through. So the person ends up messing up. V'harbe nasim misnagdim v'cholkim gedoyim al yidei zeh. And there are many people who, again, because of that, it's a chain reaction. In order to come close to the tzaddik, you have to negate your own kavod. If you negate your own kavod, the tzaddik has the ability to shine into you das of Hashem. That das of Hashem will help you no matter what situation you're in, whether you're in an aliyah or in a yerida. The tzaddik will constantly pump you up. He'll constantly help you. He'll give you what you need to always be religious, to always be good. You'll fall for a minute, for a day, you'll come back. You'll always be able to come back if you're attached to the tzaddik. Because the tzaddik knows how to talk to you in every circumstance, in every situation that you'll find yourself in. He has the ability to reach you, to bring Hashem, to either bring you to Hashem or bring Hashem to you. No problem. Tzaddik can play it either way. And this way, you'll always be okay. But if the person, chas v'shalom, is looking for his own kavod, then the tzaddik can't give the person that das. He can't give him that. If the person doesn't have that das, the person is going to go through aliyas and yeridas. Everybody does. And when the person goes through a yerida, he's not going to have what to hold on to. He's not going to have what to bring him back. So he's going to fall. And he's going to fall again and again. And when he falls, he's going to do sins. And those sins very often are going to lead him to be bitter, to be jealous or cynical or something of people that are more religious than him or people that are sincerely religious, to the point where he'll end up turning around and having a sinner and a kinna towards them, a hate and a jealousy, a resentment towards people who are religious because he didn't make it. He couldn't make it in religion. So he ends up feeling a hate, and he turns around and becomes a misnaget chas v'shalom. Val ze tzrichin v'ayde ze ikr ikuv ge'ulas Yisrael u'binyan beis hamikdash v'kanal. And this is the main item that's holding back the ge'ula of Klal Yisrael and the rebuilding of the beis hamikdash. And over this, all of us need to cry a lot and mourn a lot. Number one, especially during the 3 weeks, and especially on Tisha B'Av, and each and every single night of the year at Chatzos, this is what we're supposed to cry about. We're crying over the Churban Beis Hamikdash, lehisabel al Churban Beis Hamikdash upizur Yisrael. To cry over the Churban Beis Hamikdash, which is based on the pizur Yisrael, the fact that Yisrael is not united. Klal Yisrael is spread out, not just spread out physically, but spread out mentally. We're so divided mentally. And this is the concept of the three echos, the three paragraphs that begin with echo, where we mourn especially the passing away and the going into hiding of the tzaddik. Sheklal hasagosa b'chinas mo'anal, whose hasoga is on the level of mo'a. Shehu yochoy lohoyer b'chol hadorei mato b'chinas mo'echor etz kevoidoi. The tzaddik who has the ability to shine into all the lowest people, all the lowlifes of every sort, and to convey to them that Hashem is everywhere. Ulehoshiv kulam l'Hashem izborach. And he has the ability to bring all of them back, to get all of them to do tshuva. Rav Nosson Zal writes this in a few places. I think in the Hagdoma to Likutei Moran is one of the places where he brings it. That there's no question that were it not for the machlokes that went on during Rabbeinu Zal's time, Rabbeinu Zal definitely had the ability to get everybody to do tshuva. No question. Period. It's obvious. Look at his svar. Look at the words. Even notice, besides the hidden issues, besides the Kabbalistic, on a practical, physical level, you see that there is a person who had knowledge, who had the ability to say things that could speak to everybody and anybody, that could make anybody feel comfortable with Hashem, that kind of thing. Person looks at the Torah of the Tzaddik, it's a type of Torah that's mechaya. It encourages, it reprimands, it does everything that's needed exactly at the right way and at the right time. And again, you see the Talmidim, you see those who are real, real Talmidim of this Tzaddik, they were able to function in situations where other people couldn't. Or they were able to take people whom everybody else said, this guy has no shot in the world. And they were able to turn the person around completely. The purpose was that was the Sitrachra's way of blocking him from bringing Mashiach, bringing the world to a complete tikkun. In every single generation, that's the main weapon of the Sitrachra, machlokes. Because if there's machlokes, that serves as a cover to block the tzaddik, you know, block people from being able to see who the tzaddik really is. V'ho'ikr al yidei hasholim. Most important thing is through shalom. Sheizkaptzu v'yisasfu yachad. That Yidden should gather together. V'yiskashru imat tzadik u'emes. And attach themselves with the true tzadik. Shezehu b'chinas ha-mishkon shehoye b'imei Moshe. That's the concept of the mishkon during the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. U'beis ha-mikdosh shebona dovedu shloimoy. These were places where Klal Yisrael gathered together. And they received the das from the rabbi, from Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what brings together the upper worlds and lower worlds, Aye and Maloi. And that's why we mourn three times Echa. Al histalkus hatzadik. Number one, for the passing away of the tzaddik. Number two, val pizur Yisrael, over the fact that Klal Yisrael has become dispersed, spread out, and separated. ועל חורבן בית המקדש, and over the destruction of the Beis Mikdash, ששום נסוודו ונכללו יחד כל ישראל למעט צדק ואמס. That was the place where Klal Yisrael was able to come together and plug into the Tzadik Emes, בחינס מוישה. ששום עיקרא כלל יסוד כנל, as we learned earlier, the Beis Hamikdash was the main place of this Klal Yisrael, of Elyonim and Tachtoinim coming together. וזה בחינס איכו יושבו ודוד הוי רבוסי יום, רבוסי בגויים, שמסבלים על גולוס ישראל מירושלים ממוקוים קיבוצם, whereby we mourn the fact that Klal Yisrael was exiled from Yerushalayim, which was the place where they used to gather together. וזהו גולסו יהודו מיוני. They were exiled from poverty. Shezeu b'chinas ha-b'chia al pizur Yisrael. This is the crying over the fact that Klal Yisrael was exiled, spread out. Sheyotzu mi-Yerushalayim u-Beis HaMikdash. They were driven out of Yerushalayim, driven out away from the Beis HaMikdash. Ve'echo beiz, and the second echo is, shehu echo yoiv, merames al churban ho'ir u-Beis HaMikdash b'atzmoy. That talks about the destruction of the city itself, and the Beis HaMikdash itself, the city of Yerushalayim. Shemizeh maschil echo beiz, that's what it begins with. Shehu echo yoiv Hashem b'apoy es choymas bas tzion. How did Hashem destroy the wall of Yerushalayim? V'loi zohar hadoim raklov, and he didn't remember his footstool. Shehu shemisablin al churban choymas tzion v'Yerushalayim v'churban beis hamikdash nikra hadoim raklov. That's where we're mourning the destruction of the wall of Yerushalayim and Hashem's footstool, which is the beis hamikdash. V'echo gimel, and the third echo, shehu echo yuam zohov, Nemar al histalkus hatzadik, shubchinas yoshio hatzadik, she'olav omar yirmiyohu kol ha'echo yuam. The third echo speaks about the mourning, how Yirmiyahu HaNovim bemoans the passing away of the tzadik, yoshio ha'melech. Kemo Yisham Razal, as the Gemara says, v'chein hu b'chol doer, and Rav Nosson Zal says, this is the same situation, the same churban repeats itself in every generation. Shemisoynin al histalkus v'alomas hatzadik v'kanal, whereby the Jews of every single generation are mourning the same thing. We're mourning the loss of the tzadik, the hiddenness of the tzadik in our generation. V'yirmiyahu anovi omar ani hagever, sheshom klulim kol hagimel alfa beisos, kol hagimel echo, omar kulim al atzmoy. And then Yirmiyahu HaNovi said a fourth chapter, which is Ani HaGever, where he blames himself in a sense. He takes all of this upon him, that all of this is my fault. Ki toile kol hachisorim boy. He doesn't blame anybody else, he blames himself. V'alkein Omar, he doesn't say it's those Yidden who don't do this and this, they're the ones who are keeping the Beis HaMikdash destroyed. And it's these, not me, not us, we're perfect. That's not what Yirmiyahu HaNovi said. V'alkein omar, ani hagever re'ei oni, ani daika, oisi nohag v'yoylech, oisi daika. He talks about himself. He doesn't talk against anybody else. He says, I'm the one who has to feel this. I'm the one who has to fix this. V'chein ach bi yoshuv, yahafoich yodoi kol ayoin. Ad she'omar, to the point where Yirmiyahu HaNovi ends up saying, v'oimar ovat nitzchi. And after I realize all of this, after I realize that all of the tzoros that have happened to me, and that it's all my fault, then I could easily fall into a feeling of ovat nitzchi, it's all over. There's no hope whatsoever. Aval mechazek atzmoy harbe. However, Yirmiyahu HaNovi is mechazek himself tremendously, encourages himself. Vo'emer, and he says, zois oshev elibi al kein oichel. However, I have what to say to my heart, and I will pray. And he says, Chazdei Hashem ki lo yisamnu. The chesed of Hashem is infinite. It never ends. V'chein tzofu mayim al roishi omarti nigzorti. The waters went over my head and I thought I was mamish cut off completely. Korosi shimcho Hashem mi boer tachtiyos. I cried out to you, Hashem, from the deepest ditches. U'mizeh yochel kol odom lilmoid alofim u'revovois kal v'choymer al atzmoi. Eich hu tzorich loymar kol ze al atzmoy, al ribuy avoynoysov u'machshevoysov haroim hashoit v'molov kol kach. And based on the example that Yirmiyahu HaNovi sets for us, That has to make each and every one of us realize. If that's what Yirmiyahu HaNavi said, this great super tzaddik, Yirmiyahu HaNavi writes about himself that he's the troublemaker, and he's the one who caused all of this, and he's the one who has to correct everything. How much more so should each one of us, in our Tikkun Chatzos and in our Hisbeidus, not scream about those terrible Jews who are doing all these bad things, but look at ourselves and realize that it's our sins and it's our machshava yisroes that are causing everything. Avol chalila chalila shipol al yedei zechas v'shalom. However, even once a person comes to that realization, he can't let himself get depressed from it. He can't let himself give up because of it. But rather, then where's the hope? The hope is that there is a tzaddik who is the epitome of humbleness. Where that tzaddik is pure from any iota, any trace of blemish. And certainly that tzaddik has no sin whatsoever. And despite that, he says these types of things about himself. I just heard Reb Michel was just saying recently several times that one of the most important things that he gets from the Likutei Tefillos is, you see how Rav Nosson Zal talks about himself. He writes about himself that, like, you can't imagine that there would be a Russia in the world today in the 1990s that's done all the terrible things that he writes, that he says about himself from Likutei Tefillos. The way he describes himself, you'd think that you'd have to look far and wide today in the 1990s to find somebody that bad. And this is the way Rav Nosson Zal understood he has to present himself before Hashem. This is how he understood, based on how great Hashem is, and based on how great the tzaddik is, compared to Hashem and the tzaddik, and compared to where I could be, if I really were perfect in being close to Hashem and to the tzaddik, this is the way I describe myself, as being mamish covered from head to toe with mud, with slush, with junk. And a Jew, a Breslov Chassid who reads Likutei Tefillos and sees Rav Nosson Zal talking about himself, number one, if he can say that about himself, then I can certainly say it about myself. I know that the last thing in the world I'm going to be silly enough to believe is that I'm better than him. Better than him, for sure not. Equal to him, also probably quite questionable. So for sure, all of these negative things he's saying about himself certainly apply to me. And if a person feels that way, that person doesn't have tzoras from gaiva and kovoid and all kinds of other things. That's one of the things it does to the person. It reminds him where he is and who he is and who he isn't. And that the last thing in the world he wants to be doing is be concerned about respect, about how much respect people give him and have for him. Sure. And Yirmiyahu HaNavi is saying all of this on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Ad shekol echod yuchal la'oir atzmai, l'chazik atzmai, b'koyach ha'gotel b'chol ma'ashoyver alav, to the point where he gives each and every single Jew the ability to inspire himself and to encourage himself, no matter what he's going through, where a Jew should know that no matter what's going on, after everything, you still have to have the ability to say, Chazdei Hashem ki lo somnu, ki chadoshim labekorim, mischachim achasodim, because every single day Hashem's chasodim are activated from new. Kama shepirish Rashi sham, as Rashi says over there. Now comes the ultimate punchline. And Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh shekosu b'zoyer kodesh," and this is why it says in the Zoyer kodesh, "Shal yidei beknishta chodo u'mosa chodo yovoi Moshiach." The Zoyer kodesh says it's not going to take millions of people. It's not going to take hundreds of shuls. One shul, one place where the yidden get it together, kishiyashuvu be'emes, where the people will do a real tshuva, Moshiach will come. Hainu kanal, this is what we said before. K'ayidei riboy hamachloikes, koshe mo'oid l'kabetz beiknishto chodo, u'mosa chodo sheyeshuvu b'emes. Because of the fact that there's so much machloikes, not just the non-religious and the religious, but among the religious themselves. And not just among the religious, but even among the very religious. There's so much machlokes where it becomes impossible to even get one shul together where the people should do a tshuva be'emes. Because again, tshuva be'emes requires negating their own kavod. Tzadik ho'emes, meir, b'chol pam, hasogas hanal, hasogas hadas hanal, bedrochim, nifloi, moid, moid. Because the true tzadik is always shining, beaming his das, that holy das, into the world in unbelievable ways. At shesoif kol soif, yo'irer v'yokitz kol dorei mata, afilu anamucha moid. To the point where in the end, the tzadik will definitely succeed in inspiring everybody, even the lowest yidden, the ones that are in the furthest away from Hashem, v'yodia lekulam ki adayin Hashem itom, and He is going to inform all of them and enlighten all of them that Hashem is with them, ad sheyoshuvu v'yiskaptzu, to the point where eventually they will do tshuva and they will gather together, beiknishto masachado, they will gather together one shul, one place. Ad sheyovoi hagoyel tzedek, and it will lead to bias Mashiach. Ki al yidei sheyiskaptzu beiknishto chodo v'yoymru kol hadvorim shebikdusha bekavono ubehiskashrus letzadikim amitim. Because if you when you will have one shul of yidden get together where the tefillah is serious, it's not playing around, it's not dreamland, where they're davening with a seriousness, with real kavona, they're putting their heart into their words of tefillah, number one. And number two, ubehiskashrus letzadikim, and their tefillah is not just them shooting up their tefillah to Hashem, but their tefillah is with an understanding that one of the most important nekudos that a person needs in tefillah is tikkun habris, and other things which only the tzadikim are the ones who are really pure in that. And therefore, part of the effectiveness of my tefillah is in realizing that I'm not sending my tefillah up just by myself, but I'm sending up my tefillah behiskashrus to the tzaddik. I'm giving the tefillah, just like the Yidden brought when they came to building the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash. Every Yid contributed, but the ingredients were given over to Moshe Rabbeinu, to Bezalel, to Shlomo HaMelech, and they were the ones who were qualified to put it together. So too, when Klal Yisrael, when one group of people will get it together, and they'll daven with the right kind of kavona, with his kashrus to the tzaddik, to the true tzaddikim amitim, al yidei zeh yistakein hakol kana. Everything will be corrected. Everything will be fixed. Va'oz yoshuvu kulam l'Hashem yizborach al yidei horas hadasana. And then everybody will return to Hashem through the horas hadas that the tzaddikim are going to be able to show everybody. V'yikuyam uvol etzion goyel al shoveh heshev yaakov. And Moshiach will come. Al yidei how? Al yidei va'ani zois brisi oisam amar Hashem ruchi asher olecha udvorei asher samti beficha lo yamushu mipicha mipizarecha mibizer zaracha amar Hashem amayat v'adoylam. Shu b'chinas ha'oras hadas shemeir hatzadik bebonim v'talmidim. That pasuk is talking about the tzadik having the ability to shine das into children and grandchildren and into talmidim. Shenikroim gamkein bonim, students who are also called children. Shemeir bohem das amiti v'niflo v'noira kozeh, whereby the tzaddik shines a true, wondrous, awesome das into them. Sheyor bohem midor l'dor l'olam, which has the ability to keep them, to keep them and their children and their grandchildren close to Hashem permanently. Shaydezeh tovoy hagula shleima b'mheira b'yameinu omen ken yirotzen omen v'yamein. Through this, the Geula Shleima will come speedily in our time. Amen. Ken Yiratzon. Ois Pe'alef. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein hoyo Moshe Rabbeinu mishtoike kol kach l'Eretz Yisrael. And it's for this reason that Moshe Rabbeinu had such deep yearning for Eretz Yisrael. V'hirbo b'tfilois al zeh ma'oid. And he put out an incredible amount of tefillah, begging Hashem to give him the privilege of going to Eretz Yisrael. Ki Moshe hu harebi horishon hu amiti sheosak behoras hadasanal shehu klolius viskashrus oilomois. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was the first true Rebbe who was oisek in spreading this das, which is a combination of, which is the unification of all the worlds, upper and lower worlds. Alkein hoye mislaev kolkach l'Eretz Yisrael l'Beis HaMikdosh. That's why he was so desperate for Eretz Yisrael and for the Beis HaMikdosh. Ki ikar hadas u klol yisrael lama isu beretz yisrael lebeis mikdash v'ganav. Because we learned before that the main place on earth where this klolius take aholomos takes place is in Eretz Yisrael in the Beis Hamikdash. Ach ikaro ha'ikuv hoyo al yidei hamachloikis. However, the main thing that blocked Moshe Rabbeinu from getting to Eretz Yisrael was the machloikis at that time. Shehem mei meriva, especially the inset which climaxed at the mei meriva, at the water, when Moshe Rabbeinu ended up striking the rock instead of speaking to it. It was because of that that Hashem decreed that Moshe Rabbeinu would not get to Eretz Yisrael. As the pasuk says, Hashem bi lemanchem. Hashem got angry at me because of you, not because of me. He got angry at me because of you, because of Klal Yisrael. And this is what's meant when the pasuk says, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, stop, enough, do not speak more about this, about getting to Eretz Yisrael. This concept of Hashem saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, stop talking, be silent, is connected to what we're learning here, where we said that sometimes a person has to know when to be quiet, where the fence around Chochma is silence. Because the truth is, we do not have the ability to understand this whatsoever, to understand why Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't get to Eretz Yisrael. And even for Moshe Rabbeinu himself, it was extremely difficult for him to understand this. Why could he not be privileged to come to Eretz Yisrael? How could it be that all of his tefillos, the incredible amount of tefillos that he invested in this, couldn't break through, couldn't get Hashem to allow him to be willing to come to Eretz Yisrael? As is brought in the Medrash, a lot about this. Where Moshe Rabbeinu was in amazement about this. Shehu poal b'tfilosoi lahatzel kol Yisrael shalichlu chas Hashem kam upon him. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who succeeded repeatedly, many times, in rescuing Yidden. When Hashem wanted to destroy all the Jews, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who, with his tefillah, succeeded in saving them. Masheheim chotu be'emes harbe. We're talking about Yidden who did major, major sins, and many of them. Vehu bi'atzmoi, whereas Moshe Rabbeinu himself, shelo choto klal, who did not commit any sin whatsoever. Kiim eze shgiyo daka b'mei meriva. If anything, he committed the slightest, tiniest infraction of a mistake. V'gam zeh hoyo al yodam, and even that was not his fault. It wasn't his doing. It was the pressure that was being put on him by all the yidden around him at the time, screaming and yelling and machlokes. K'moy shekosav, as the pasuk says, ki ha'oishek yehul al chacham. That confusion can sometimes even confuse a chacham. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, based on what was going on around him, was able to be affected. K'moy shom razal b'medrash rabba shmois, as it says in the Medrash Rabba, where it talks about the fact that how strange it is that all of these tefillos that Moshe Rabbeinu put in were not able to help him be zecher to go to Eretz Yisrael. Look, Moshe Razal, and as the Gemara says, al posuk ato hachiloisa, we'll move on bepirush Rashi. Shem Rashi writes over there, sheomar, that Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, Mimcholo madati l'espalo. Hashem, who taught me to daven? Who taught me that whenever there's a problem, the solution of it is tefillah? You're the one who taught me, Hashem. Sheomarta, you once said, when the Jews had worshipped, at the time that the Jews had worshipped the golden calf, and Hashem wanted to destroy them, you said, V'ato hanicholi. And now, Moshe Rabbeinu, step aside and let me get to the Yidden. Was I blocking you, Hashem? Was I holding you back? Only I understood you were saying it to me to make me realize that I have the ability to block you. How? Through tefillah. That if I'll be mispalel, I have the ability to nullify the gzeira even of Hashem killing the Jews based on the Egel Azov. Al kein heishiv lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why Hashem said to him at that point, Rav loch, enough, al toisav dabar, don't say anything more. Ki be'emes zehu b'chinas shtika, b'chinas al toisav dabar alai oid badov razeh, because this is the concept of shtika that Rabbi Nezal speaks about in that Torah Likutei Moran, not saying anymore. Ki hu b'chinas makifin hagovoyim moid moid shi'ef shel asidon. Because this refers to a level of knowledge that's so high that it's impossible to understand. Kimoy shehoyo bebchinas mo bebchinas elyoino venizgovo moid kanal. Because Moshe Rabbeinu represented the level of mo in its highest form, in the highest way. V'alkein mashenas imoy hu bebchinas al toisev daber bebchinas shtikanal. And therefore, regarding that which was happening to Moshe Rabbeinu, regarding what revolved around Moshe Rabbeinu, it's all in this category of silence. Be quiet, that we can't ask about it. Shehu b'chinas shtoik kachola b'machshavo sheheishiv lo yalmises Rabbi Akiva. And this is also tied into the answer that Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu when Moshe Rabbeinu was shown how Rabbi Akiva was going to be killed, how he was going to be given a torturous, torturous death. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, Zu toira v'zu schara? This is what happens to such a tzaddik who is so great, this is what happens to him? And Hashem's response was, Shtoik, be silent. Kacholo b'machshova. This is kavyocho, what I understand. Ki gam inyan Rabbi Akiva hoyo b'b'china zois, k'mo shekosa b'Torah nal ayin shom. Because the whole story of Rabbi Akiva was also in this category of shtoik, of this high level of understanding which we can't possibly understand right now. V'ze shenismach miyad lo ze, v'tzaves Yehoshua v'chaskeu v'amtzeu, ki hu yavor lefnei yom hazeh. And this is why right next to where Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, stop, don't say anything more, be quiet, right near there Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, and I want you to instruct Yehoshua and encourage him, because he's going to be the one to take the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael. V'chein bekama mekoimois shemoichichom al shemuchrach listalik bavuram. And so too you'll find in several places in the Torah where Moshe Rabbeinu reprimands Klal Yisrael over the fact that he's going to have to die because of them. Nismach lozeh, right next to it, it says ma sheftichu Hashem Yisborach sheYehoshua yachnisem l'Eretz Yisrael. The fact that Hashem promised Moshe Rabbeinu that Yehoshua will be the one to take them into Eretz Yisrael. As we see a little bit further over there in Parshas Voeschanan, V'Hashem Hissaneif Bial Divreichem, where Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Jews, Hashem got angry at me because of you. V'Yishban Hashem swore Levilti Ovri, that I would not cross the Jordan River, and I would not take the Yidden there into Eretz Israel. Yehoshua Hu Oiver Lefonecho, Yehoshua is going to be the one to go. Oisei Chazek, and Hashem told me to give Yehoshua encouragement. V'chein b'mekoymois harbe, and we find this in many places in the Torah. Rav Nosson Zal explains, why are these two written right next to each other? This concept of Moshe Rabbeinu dying and not being able to talk about it, and that Yehoshua would lead Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Ki ze neflois tomim deim she'ef shel ha'siklal. Because this represents the deepest level of wisdom, which is something that we cannot understand. Ki daiko al yidei histalkus Moshe le'elo le'elo al yidei zeh ho'yokoyach li'yoshua la'achnes es Yisroel oretz. Because it was only the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away and rose to so high a level that in his passing, that's what made it possible for Yehoshua to take the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael. Ki kvar mavoyer, because it was already explained, shekol ma she'atzadik oyla lamali yisera lebechinas makifin al yoinim yoiser hu yochoy lohoyer bedorei mato biyoiser bechinas malei chares kavoydoi. We learned earlier that the more the tzaddik goes higher and higher to places of higher makifin, the more it gives him the ability to reach further down to people who are on the lowest levels and to convey to them the concept of malei chares kavoydoi. V'alkein, and therefore, me'oitzem ribui ha'pigomim shel Yisrael, because of the fact that the Yidden had done so many things terrible, u'befrat ribui ha'tlunois v'hamachloikis shelohem, and especially the tremendous amount of complaints and arguments that the Yidden were doing, were making at the time, Sheze gorua min hakoil, which is worse than anything, worse than everything, is the machloikis, the tlunais against the tzaddik. That's what created a situation which made it impossible to take them in Eretz Yisrael. Sheshom ikar is galus hadasana, which is the place of the main revelation of das. Kim aloichol eretz kavoidoi, to know that Hashem's covered is everywhere. Kim al yidei histalkusoi, that because of the machloikis and tlunais and everything, that's what created a situation whereby it was impossible for Klal Yisrael to be able to get into Eretz Yisrael without Moshe Rabbeinu dying. Ki hayo muchroch lalo islauria gedoyla kol kach she'yev shelahasik bozeh hoylam klal kim aydei histalkus mamish and histalik b'rayv v'derayvim b'bchinas mo ho'elyen moid moid. Because Moshe Rabbeinu had to go up to so high a place, to a place which is impossible for any tzaddik to be able to reach while he's in this world. The only way a tzaddik can tap into that high place is by passing away. And by passing away specifically on Shabbos at Mincha time, which is Raiva Derivin, which is the ultimate, Ad Shali Deze Daiko Hoyo Yochoy Lohoyer Letalmido Yehoshua B'chinas Oretz Melech Oretz Kavoidoy Shua Sogas HaTalmid B'chinas Yehoshua Kama Shekos B'Torah Na'am. And it was that made it possible for Moshe Rabbeinu to shine into his student Yehoshua, who is the symbol of student, the concept of Meloi Chol Oretz Kevoidoi, which is the whole concept of Talmud. Uboze Poal Ledoiros. And through this, Moshe Rabbeinu not only achieved success in his generation, but he achieved a success that would stay with Klal Yisrael for generations. She'afilu kishiyizgabru ho'avoinos, to the point where even when the Jews would commit many sins, v'yechorev habayis, and the Beis Hamikdash would be destroyed, v'yisrael golo yikla me'al admosoy, and the Jews would be exiled from their land, k'moy shekvar niskayim beis ba'amim b'avoinos ein orabim, as has already happened to us twice, based on our many sins, and nobody knows whatsoever when the end is going to come. Afal pikein yimtzu tzadikim noiroim gam beikves Moshiach bekeitzo achroin sheyasigu hasokos atzumos moed. Despite all of that, there would still be found awesome tzadikim even when we get close to the coming of Moshiach, near the end, the final end, where these tzaddikim would be zecha to achieve incredible, awesome understanding of Hashem, v'yoyiru b'Yisrael kim eloichol eretz kevoidoi, and they would have the ability to broadcast to Klal Yisrael the fact that Hashem's kovod is everywhere, v'she'ein shum yish boivam klal, and that there's no such thing as giving up, v'afal pisha baldovor v'asitracher v'chayeloisem yispashtu v'yizgabru k'moishi yispashtu, and despite the fact that the Sitrachra, the other side, and all of its armies would do everything they possibly can to attack Klal Yisrael, number one, against each and every individual Jew, and against Klal Yisrael on a whole. And how would the Yetzer do his thing? By creating tremendous amount of machlokes, of divisiveness in Klal Yisrael, sheyihi a kategoria gedola bein atamidei chachamim, whereby there would be especially tremendous machlokes, division among the talmidei chachamim. They would not be united. K'moish niskayim achshav b'avoneisein orabim, as we see nowadays, based on our many sins. This is Rav Nosenzahl writing 150 years ago, 200 years ago. Sheze ikar chevloi shel Moshiach, where this is the main problem, the main difficulty of the messianic times. K'mayshom razal b'ksubas daf kuf yud beis, as the Gemara writes in Ksubas at the end, umuva b'rashi Shabbos daf kuf yud ches, and as Rashi in the Gemara Shabbos brings. Despite all of that, afal pikein yemaher v'yochish l'goleinu, despite all of that, Hashem will speedily redeem us, alidei he'oraz daitom ha'kodesh bo'ilam, through the Horas Hadas that the tzaddikim of that time will bring into the world. Ki afal pisha tizgaber ha-sitrachra kol kach, because despite the fact that the sitrachra will strengthen itself in such a tremendous way, ad sheyu muchrochim ha-tzaddikei emes b'chinas Moshe l'stalik min olam, to the point where the tzaddikei emes, who are in the category of Moshe Rabbeinu, would have to pass away. That was not just Moshe Rabbeinu, but other super great tzaddikim would have to pass away. Afal Pikin, despite that, Ali Deze Tihia HaYeshua VaHagula. It's through their passing that they will help bring about the Yeshua and Gula. V'yehofech Evlam L'Sosoin, and our mourning will be exchanged for joy. Ki Histalkus VaHalomas HaTzadikim Hi HaTzoro HaGedoylo VaHamora Mikol HaTzoros. Because the passing away of tzaddikim, or the concept of tzaddikim going into hiding, he hatzoro hagedoylo v'hamoro mikol hatzoros. That is the greatest, most bitter problem of Klal Yisrael. K'moy Shom Razal, as the Gemara says, koshe silukon shel tzaddikim kiflaim k'churban beis hamikdash. That the passing away of tzaddikim is twice as damaging for Klal Yisrael as the churban beis hamikdash. Could you imagine what we're talking about? Avul gamze yishapech letoivo lenechama. However, we know and we believe that all of this is going to be turned around for the good. Al yidei histalkusam li'el kidaiko. Al yidei histalkusam li'elo li'ela. Because specifically, because of the fact that these tzaddikim who pass away will pass away to an incredibly high level, they will rise in their passing away to such a high level of makifin which would allow these tzaddikim to have the ability to shine down billions of miles down to their students, even to the people on the lowest levels, to convey to them that Maloi Chalaretz Kevoidoi. V'chein midor ledor, and this will go on from generation to generation, ad sheyifalu v'yigmaru ma sheyischilu, until these tzaddikim will accomplish and finish what they started. Lehoyer bo'ilam das anal, to shine into the world this das, sheyedu akoyel kimaloi chalaretz kavoidoi, that everybody in the world should know that Hashem's kavoid is everywhere, v'yashuv al Hashem yizborach b'emes, and Klal Yisrael will return to Hashem for real. Which would result in the final gula, final redemption. Because of the fact that we, Klal Yisrael, have done so many averos, that's what forces the tzaddik to have to go so high up, billions of levels up, to reach levels which it's impossible for a tzaddik to reach while he's in a body, while he's strapped down to this world. As we understood from Rabbeinu Zal's discussions, that even though tzaddikim, while they're physically living, can do all kinds of unbelievable things, there does exist a concept whereby a tzaddik in his body can only go so far. And if he wants to go past a certain line, he's got to be prepared to disengage. Drop the body and keep going without it. Go from here on in, you have to go without the body. Just as we find merumas in the first story in Sipurei Maaseiyos, where the Sheni Lamelech, the viceroy, the king, went searching for the Bas Melech, and it says over there that at a certain point he parked the horse, and he went further without the horse. This concept where a horse is gashmi, a dover gashmi in a sense, where he's got to park it, he's got to leave it behind, certain levels that a tzaddik wants to get to, which in order to do it, by Lahavdil, by Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, that in order for Moshe Rabbeinu, even while he was physically living, in order, even though the first mitzvah in the Torah is to get married, and it's impossible for a Jew to really get to any level of understanding of Hashem without being married. It's got to be married. Marriage is the most important anchor and everything. Despite that, when you go a couple of trillion miles further in the journey, Moshe Rabbeinu got to a certain place where in order for him to have the type of attachment to the Shechina that only Moshe Rabbeinu could have, he had to be willing to leave his wife behind. Shalna olecha me'al raglecha, to remove his shoes. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Na'al do'itza, this referred to his wife. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was called Ish Ho'elokim, kaviyochel, the husband of the Shechina. And in a sense, he had to be willing to separate from his wife in order to reach a unique high level of attachment to Hashem, which even Aaron HaKohen and Miriam HaNeviah, they didn't have that. They weren't on that level. They weren't shooting that high, in a sense. And this is also tied into what the Gemara says, that when a tzaddik passes away, it atones for the entire generation. As the Gemara says, Hainu Kanal, this is based on what we just said. Because it's specifically through the tzaddik passing away, that's what enables them to draw a forgiveness, an atonement from Hashem to forgive even for the pegam of the meraglim who caused the churban beis hamikdash. This is related to the sins of all the generations. Sheikar hatikun al yedei shepoyelin bakosha slachno biyom kippurim, for which the main tikkun is where the tzaddik is able to get Hashem to say, to be willing to forgive, like we say on Yom Kippur, slachno lavoina mazeh. And we, Rabbi Nizal writes in the Torah and Kutim Ram there, that according to the type of slachno that's achieved on Yom Kippur, that's what determines the Chanukas, the Chanukah. That's what kind of Chanukah a person has. Rabbi Nosenzal is taking that now and translating that. What's one of the highlights of Yom Kippur? One of the most important, super, super, super important events on Yom Kippur is the Kriyas HaTorah. What are we laying on Yom Kippur? Acharei Mois Shnei Bnei Aharon Bekorvos. We read about histalkus of tzaddikim, super tzaddikim. And the Arizal says, Rabbi Rosenfeld used to stress this tremendously in his shiurim before Yom Kippur, that a Jew should make it his business. In many shuls, they're busy selling aliyahs and doing all kinds. People are busy eating sick, Yom Kippur they're not eating, that's Rosh Hashanah. People are busy doing all kinds of other things before Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Kippur, whereas the Arizal says a person should try to really concentrate so that when the Baal Koreh starts reading and he reads that first sentence of the Kriyas HaTorah, of the Aliyah of Kohen, where it says, Acharei Mois Shnei Bnei Aharon, Bekorvosam Lefnei Hashem Vayomusu, the Arizal says any Jew that zoicha to shed a tear then, to cry over the passing away of tzaddikim, that's among the highest, highest possible tikkunim that a person could possibly do. So here again, Yom Kippur is the time of slachno. Rabbi Nizal says that according to the slachno, that's how you achieve the Chanukah, the Chanukah Sabayis, which means the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash, the Geula. And the slachno is dependent on the histalkus of tzaddikim. That's what it's dependent on. When tzaddikim, great tzaddikim, pass away, their passing away is like them jumping on a diving board. When a tzaddik passes away, it's called histalkus, going up. He hits that diving board and it goes billions of miles up. And according to how high up he goes, that's what allows the light to bounce back down, to reach down to the furthest recesses, to the lowest levels, and to convey to everybody, even the furthest people, this message of Maloi Choloretz Kevoidoi. Avol meiribui hu avoinois, yev shelizkois lekolze, kim aidei misa satzadikim shenachaperes. However, because of all the many sins, unfortunately, of Klal Yisrael, it is impossible to achieve this without the passing away of tzaddikim, which is a tremendous atonement. Ki oz daiko oilen kol kach, because it's when the tzaddik passes away that he rises so far up, at sheyecholim lohoyer b'talmideim, which gives them the ability to shine into their talmidim, b'chinas Yehoshua, ki maloi choloretz kevoidoi, this awareness that Hashem's kavod is everywhere, Ula hachsiras Yisrael b'tshuva yidei zeh, to get Klal Yisrael to do tshuva through them, ula hitziya me'avaynois, and to get them out of their sins, ula chapra avaynoseyam akoyd, loitzi me'avaynois means to get the Yidden to stop committing sins, ula chapra avaynoseyam akoydman, and to atone for all their previous sins. Ki gedoylim tzadikim b'misosom yoysam b'chayeyem, because the Gemara says that a tzadik in his passing is greater than throughout his entire life. The Gemara proves it from Shimshon HaGibbor, that throughout Shimshon HaGibbor's life, we see him slaying the enemy, killing out Pelishtim. And it was at his passing, when he passed away, when he died in that arena, that tremendous stadium that the Romans had built to look to make fun of him, the Pasuk says over there that he killed more Pelishtim with his passing than he had done throughout his entire life. This shows that a tzaddik, with his histalkus, reaches higher heights of being machnia the ra than he could throughout his whole lifetime. Ois pebeis. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'ze bechinas nachamu, nachamu ami yoimar elekechem. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain the haftorah that we say right after Tisha B'Av, Shabbos Nachamu. This is what the Pasuk means when it says, be consoled, my nation. So says Hashem. Ki ikra hanechomo hu adas hanal. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, we know Rabbeinu Zal writes in Torah Chof Aleph on Likud Imran that the main consolation is das for a person. The Pasuk says, in das koniso ma chosartam, das chosartam ma koniso. If a person has das, they have everything. So the greatest consolation is das, where no matter what a person is lacking, if they have das, they're consoled. V'zehu nachamu nachamu ami. Ve'enoi mefurish b'posik l'mi humaz here nachamu nachamu. Rav Nosson Zal says it's strange a little. Hashem says, Lashon plural, console, console my nation. Who is Hashem speaking to? Who should be giving the consolation? Ach yechoy v'loimah, Rav Nosson Zal says it's possible to suggest, Shemazir es Yisrael b'atzman, that Hashem is speaking to Klal Yisrael themselves, and he's warning them, he's advising them, sheyenachamu zeh ezeh, that each and every single Yid should console his fellow Jew. Shezehu nachamu nachamu ami. That's why he's saying, console, console my people. Ko'imer atem bnei Yisrael ami, nachamu nachamu atzmechem zeh ezeh. It's as if Hashem is speaking to Klal Yisrael, and he's saying, you, Klal Yisrael, my nation, console yourselves, console each other. V'ze remez shemazhirom sheyasku belimud hadas hakodoy shel Rebbe Amiti b'chinas Moishanal. And this is a remez where Hashem is saying to Klal Yisrael, each one of you are students of the Rebbe Amiti. You're all students of Moshe Rabbeinu. And you have a responsibility to share your das with each other. That's, and we said, the ikar nechomo is the das. Shehizir, Sheyasku Belimud Adas HaKodesh Rabbi Amiti, Shehizir, Hashem warned them, Shekolechod Yedabrem Chaveiro B'Yir HaShemayim B'Chol Yoyim, that every single Yid has a responsibility to speak to other Yidden about serving Hashem, about Yir HaShemayim every single day. Lahachnis Hadas HaKodesh B'Chaveiroi, to inspire his friend about serving Hashem. Shenase Talmidoi Ardezeh, whereby if you are zeicha to inspire a fellow Jew, that Jew becomes a bechinas talmud to you in that conversation. V'achar kach yachnis chaveroi daitoi boi. And then afterwards, your friend speaks to you, and he injects into you. V'yiyeh bechinas talmud l'chaveroi, and you become his talmud. Bebechinas u'mekablin dein min dein, whereby each one is receiving from the other one. Kama shekosov shom, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there. And that's the ultimate consolation for Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael is going through hard times and each and every single Jew is feeling it in his own way, the ultimate way of consoling ourselves is by each one of us sharing his das of Hashem with the other one. Zehu dabru alev Yerushalayim v'kiru eleho ki molo tzavo. And this is why the pasuk continues, speak of the heart to the heart of Yerushalayim and cry out to her, because her armies are full in a sense. Ze bechinas maloi chol eretz kevoidoi. This statement is another form of saying maloi chol eretz kevoidoi. Hashem's covered is everywhere. Sheze ikar miloi tzavo shel Yerushalayim yirakodesh. That's the main concept of the army of Yerushalayim being full. Bechinas umilu esoretz hamuva batoranal. That's the concept where it's Rabbeinu Zal writes in that Torah that Hashem instructed Adam Arishan umilu esoretz, fill the world. Fill the world with what? With bodies? Are you nuts? Fill the world with das. That's called filling the world. The more people that are aware of Hashem, that's called filling the world. In other words, you're filling it with cookies. You're filling it with stupidity. People who aren't aware, don't realize that there's Hashem in the world, that's not called civilization. That's not called, you know, settling the world. Settling the world is only with Bnei Deya, as Rabbi Nizal writes there. Ki kol zman she'eino mekablim hadas v'amiti anal einom bichlal bnei odom. Because so long as people are not zeiche to be aware of the true das, they are not classified as people. Utzrichim l'maloi says Horitz. And we have a responsibility to fill the land, to fill the world. She'ikro Yerushalayim, of which the most important part of the land is Yerushalayim. To fill it with what? Bibnei Adam, with humans. Shehem Bnei Deo, which means intelligent people, people who are aware of Hashem. Kamay Shekosu Shem, as Rabbi Nizal writes there. V'alkein mevasiris Yerushalayim ki molot tzavo. And this is why Hashem informs Yerushalayim that her armies are full. Ki kvar nismalo mitzavo Hashem. It has become full already from Hashem's army. Who's Hashem's army? Shehem b'nei deo. This means intelligent people. Sheyoidim ki maloi choloretz gavoy. Intelligent person doesn't mean a physicist or some. Intelligent person means a person who knows that Hashem created the world. He knows that there's a Hashem in the world. That's called civilization. That's called filling the world. Where the Torah describes what's a student, what's a good student? A good student is one who is mole ruach chochma. As Rabbi Nizal writes there. Vizehu kinirza avoina. The pasuk says because Hashem has been willing to forgo her sin, has been willing to forgive her sin. Nirtza daiko. Look at the word that's chosen there. Nirtza. Meaning, ki atzadikim heiru bohem hadas kolkach at she nichlelu hoylom oisiachad at she olo lebechinas rotzen anal. Rabbi Nizal explained in the Torah Nekudim Ram there that when the tzadikim are zoicha to shine das into their talmidim, into bonim and talmidim b'shlemus, to the point where they merge together upper worlds and lower worlds, then they're zoicha to rise up to rotzayim. V'nishapchu kol ho'avoynos lebechinas rotzayim. And the sins get converted to rotzayim, to something that gives Hashem joy and satisfaction. Bechinas ki nirtza avoina. From the avoinois came nirtza, came rotzayim. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk says, ki lokcha miyad Hashem kiflayim b'chol chataseho. Because she has received from Hashem double for her sins, chas v'shalom. Zeh bechinas istalkus ha-tzadikim. That pasuk is being marames to the fact that the tzadikim have passed away. Shezeh ho'inesh hamar. That's the most bitter punishment that Hashem could give us. And nikro kiflayim. That punishment is called a double-header. Bechinas koshe silukon kiflayim kachor beis hamikdash. As the Gemara says, that the passing away of tzadikim is twice as harmful as the destruction of the beis hamikdash. Uboze biatzmoi menachem oisom. And Hashem is using this itself to console us. Ki aloi kvar lokhu kiflayim b'kol chatoiseho. Klal Yisrael has already received that double punch for their sins. Shenistalku at tzadikim amitim avuram, whereby the true tzadikim passed away because of the sins. Shehu b'chinas kiflayim anal. That's this double. V'ze ikara hanechoma v'hatikva. And on the other hand, that's our main consolation and our main hope. Kai deze daiko meirin mishom daiko b'chinas oras dori mato shua oras ha-talmid b'chinas Yeshua lo idia lakoil kim lecho etz kevoidoi ulo shiva mashem izbroch hai deze b'kanaon. Because it's through the fact that the tzaddikim pass away, and when they pass away they go to so high a place, that's what gives them the ability to beam down to their Talmidim, to the lowest places in the world, and broadcast Hashem's kavod everywhere, and get them to do real tshuva. V'zehu bi'atzmoy, and this is what the pasuk says, koil koirei bamidbar, a voice cries out in the wilderness, panu derech Hashem, make way for the path of Hashem, yishru bo'arava, create a smooth path in the Arava, mesilo ledekenu, a path to Hashem. Zebachinas maloi chol horetz kevoidoi. Look what it's saying here. It's talking to the wilderness, that in the wilderness, in the Arava, let them know that there's a Hashem. Dehainu shein shum yush boilam, that there's no such thing as giving up on anyone. Ula kulam yesh tikva, there is hope for everybody. Ki hakoil yecholam l'skarv l'Hashem yizbora, everyone has the opportunity to come close to Hashem. Afilu mishen niseh b'avonosav l'midbar shomim, even a Jew who as a result of his sins have taken him way out into the wilderness. How? How are you going to reach him in the wilderness? Ki koil koirei bamidbor, because there's a sound that cries out in the wilderness. Panu derech Hashem. Vizehu, and the Pasuk says there, kol gei yinose. There's going to come a time when every single valley is going to be lifted up, elevated. V'chol har v'givo yishofelu, and the mountains and the hills are going to be lowered. Ze bechinas elyonim lamato v'tachtonim lamala. This is exactly what Rabbi Nizal said. This concept of uniting the worlds, of the upper ones coming down and the lower ones going up. Kol geinose ze bechinas tachtonim lamala. When it says that the valleys will be elevated, that's the concept of tachtonim, those people who are on a low level being lifted up. V'chol har v'givo yishafelu ze bechinas elyonim lamato. That's the concept of the upper ones coming down. Sheze ikra bechinas hadasana. And we said that that's the essence of das, where tzaddik has the ability through his das to lower the people who are high, to take the people who think they're great and make them feel small, and to take the people who think they're small and make them feel great. Kama shekosu shama, as Rabbeinu Zal writes there. And this is why the Pasuk says over there that all paths are going to be smoothed out. All paths that are crooked and that are filled with all kinds of pitfalls and that are perplexed, confusing, where all kinds of people have strayed in those paths and gotten lost, kulam yispashtu, they will all be straightened out, v'yishapchu l'drochem yishorim, they will all become straight, smooth paths, ki yigale l'kulam das amiti kozeh, because the tzaddik will reveal to all of these people a true das, sheyuchlu kulam lo shavei lav yizborach, whereby all of them will be able to return to Hashem. V'zehu, and this is why the Pasuk says there, v'nigla kevoid Hashem, sheyizgale kevoid yizborach, Hashem's kevoid will be revealed. Ki yigale ki meloi choloretz kevoidoi, it'll be broadcasted that Hashem's kevoid is everywhere. Sheze ikar hora sadasanal, that's the essence of broadcasting das, the kevoid of Hashem. V'zehu v'ro kol bosor yachdov, ki pi Hashem diber. And all man, kol bosor, Rav Nosenzal says, shehem hanafoshay sakshelim, this refers to the kol bosor refers to the kosher people. Bosor refers to shmira sabris, tikkun habris. Sheyizkatzu yachdov, they will gather together in unity. Bebechinas kibbutz hakodosh, they'll come to that holy kibbutz, to the talmidim of the tzaddik. Sheyizkashru letzaddikei emes, they'll become attached to the true tzaddikim. Kulam yiru yachdov, and they will all see together. Kipi Hashem diber, shehadiburim shemedabram aleim b'chol pam lenachamam ulechazkam aloiram ulekitzam, that these words which the tzaddikim are speaking to them to console them and encourage them and inspire them and wake them up, ki adayin Hashem imam, that Hashem is still with them, ki meloich loretz kovod, because Hashem's kovod is everywhere. Shezeo b'chinas pi yedaber chochmoy sanal, this is what Rabbeinu Zal said in that Torah, the concept of my mouth spouting forth chochmois. What's chochmois? To see how sharp I am, I can say a pshetl in the Gemara and show off what a big genius I am. I was able to ask a kasha on Tosfos. That's the piyadaber chochmois. The piyadaber chochmois is to broadcast that meloi choloretz kevoidoi, that Hashem's kevoid is everywhere. It's of course it's a mitzvah to delve deeply into Gemara and to Tosfos, Rishon, everything, but a person shouldn't think that the essence of das. The essence of Das is that which brings you closer to Hashem, that which makes you more humble and a better servant of Hashem. And if a person is learning Torah in depth, and it's not having that kind of effect on him, then obviously he's doing something wrong. If a person is learning Torah in depth, and he feels arrogant, and he isn't aware of, he doesn't get more conscious of Hashem every day, every minute, then something's wrong. Kol elu hadiburim hakdoshim yotzu mipi Hashem. And the people will realize that these diburim of his chaskus and his soiros that they got from the tzaddik, that these diburim came from Hashem. Ki pi Hashem diber kol ze. Ki rabim rachmov moed, because Hashem's kindness is tremendous, is very great. The chofetz chesed, when Hashem wants to do kindness, Hashem wants us to succeed. Umoidi alonu dvorov hakdoshim. And Hashem informs us of His word, of the word of Hashem, through the children and talmidim of the tzaddik. These tzaddikim who had to pass away, they had to pass away. The students that they leave behind, they are given the privilege and the responsibility to inform Klal Yisrael about this, about these words of Hashem. Ki adayin adayin Hashem yisborach imonu b'chol dor v'dor, that Hashem is still with us and still with us in every generation. V'lo yazoy v'yisonu lo'oylam, and Hashem will never leave us. Ad yechoinein v'yoshev es Yerushalayim t'il avoretz, until Hashem will restore the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim will be the praise of the world.